This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Listen, Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and so do their tushies, especially when they start really moving. Huggies has more curves and outstanding active fit. So no matter what kind of mover you've got, they feel protected and comfy while their little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Huggies Little Movers has curves designed to fit all baby curves and helps provide up to 12-hour protection against leaks. So make the switch to Huggies Little Movers today. We got you, baby.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. You can listen to us on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country, wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Wednesday morning. We appreciate it. We will be taking you all the way up till the end of this hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific. And as always, we do it live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. So the big news coming up later on tonight, the full release of the NFL schedule, 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's 5 o'clock Pacific for Brady. And we do now know our international games as far as London goes. We got Jets-Vikings. That'll be October 6th. We've got Jags-Bears. And then we've got Patriots-Jags. So all of those games will take place in London. And then the Germany game on November 10th will be the Giants and the Panthers. So there's your international games. Now, there's some people out there who are really concerned about another story in the world of sports. Obviously, Greg Doyle is not allowed to cover Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. So, LeVar Arrington, take it away. Your thoughts on the debut of Caitlin Clark last night.
I mean, you heard Q talk about it. I don't have any hard feelings towards her or any type of vitriol, towards her. I wish her the best.
Give me 30 seconds. Here's the breakdown.
Go ahead.
All right. There's going to be an adjustment for her, because anyone who watched her in college, as much as you're enamored with the long range threes, her ability to get to the basket, you also saw a fair amount of turnovers, and you saw a lot of that last night. I mean, these girls are taller, they're longer, they're more athletic, and they're able to pick up on our tendencies more. Back during the tournament, people talked about how, I think it was when she was driving to her right, she likes to shoot. If she drives to her left, she's going to try to make it to the basket. It's either that or like vice versa. But a couple teams like knew the scouting report and played, kind of to that, and I think frustrated her at times. So her game's going to have to adapt. It's going to have to adjust. That being said, she's still an amazing shooter and an incredible player. And she's going to adapt. She's going to adjust just like she did in college. And she'll be just fine. But the turnovers were something, and if you watched her at Iowa, her style of play, it was a little more fast-paced. They really would kind of push the envelope. But that was something that you noticed. You kind of thought to yourself, it didn't always take into account like the right basketball play at that moment, whether it's with a lead, trying to eat some time off the clock, that sort of thing. Those are the things you'd want to see a little bit, right? So, look, she's going to continue to develop and grow as a player. I was kind of you know, bopping around while delayed and on the flight, kind of watching a little bit of everything. So I got to see some of it. Her second half obviously was much better than the start of the game where she got in foul trouble and she really struggled.
Yeah, I think in the end when you're – what?
Do you care?
No, I don't really. I don't, but I do. Like, I saw the pictures of them flying private and stuff like that.
Listen, you see those kicks she was wearing? You love the shoe game, too.
Yeah, of course.
She's on a Tiffany pair of Nikes, which I don't really know what that means.
But. I mean, when you're as famous as she is, you get to do collaborations. Like, I was just talking to one of my guys that I work with. He's a sneakerhead, and we were talking
about – What guy you work with?
Well, his name's Dustin, if you want to throw it out.
What up, Dustin?
Yeah, Dustin's my guy.
What up, D?
Yeah. Whoa. Whoa. I mean, that's a different dude. That's a different person. You know, he belongs to me, by the way. Anyway, they did a collaboration with Jordans and Carhartts, and it was an amazing Jordan. And guess how much it cost, man? Like an upwards of $30,000
for Carhartt,
a Carhartt collaboration. Well,
you're talking about like the jackets and like the
yes,
really
Carhartt, Eminem, Michael Jordan shoes, 30 G's.
No, man, I ain't paying that.
No,
way. I ain't paying that.
But yeah, I mean, they listen. Regardless of where you fall on how she looked in the game, regardless of. If you're a supporter or a hater of her, she's driving interest. Like outside of Caitlin Clark, in a playoff time in the NBA, would anybody really have anything to say about the WNBA? I mean, let's be real.
No.
Would anybody have? Like, we are leading off the top of the show talking about WNBA.
You wanted
openers.
It. Like you, like we had a different
rundown. I said
rundown.
I paid for it.
Like we had a different rundown. And LeVar's like, listen, if I don't get my Caitlin Clark take in, I'm not doing the show tomorrow.
That's so right.
Like, okay, that's fine.
You got that right.
Hey, by the way, is Carhartt the apparel they sell at Ace Hardware?
Yes.
Yes.
What does that have to do with Jordans?
Well, I mean, obviously Carhartt is connected to like, you know, mills and factories and like the working man.
All right, who in a factory is wearing Jordans?
I mean, they might wear it on their downtown. The point is that Eminem felt like it was a dope collaboration to do Carhartt and do Nike and him. And that's what they did. Oh. And they have the Carhartt Jordan.
Okay. I mean, all right.
Okay.
Well, if that's the case, then I'll go get some My Little Pony and put it together with my Dickies and see what I can come up with.
If you make yourself famous
so
enough.
So wrong.
Like, I mean, My Little Pony, Dickies.
We're talking about the brand name.
That sounds like someone a pedophile would say, bro.
It is.
We're talking about like brand names and like Dickies. Weird collaborations. You know, I'm just saying.
Those two things should never be in the same sentence ever.
It's just like Eminem and Carhartt, like, I don't know, whatever. But you know what I mean? It's just a weird combination.
Gosh.
Doesn't make any sense. But
interesting.
That being said.
I just sent it to you guys. All right. So you guys, like, understand what
By the way, Lee, how do they have a price point on the Caitlin Clark shoes? Like, how much, like, a pair of Caitlin Clark shoes go for? Because I'm gonna bet. Let's see this. I mean.
Can you imagine paying that amount of money for a pair of kicks, honestly.
Those look like bowling shoes.
It's like the material from a Carhartt jacket, and they used it on the sneakers.
$30,000. My God, man. $30,000. Holy.
As you can
That's
see.
A no from me, dog.
Yeah.
That's a no from me, dog. I wanted them, too. I was like, man, I want these. And he was like, yeah, those are 30 Gs.
I just can't get how people are willing to invest so much money on things that go on their feet. Like,
well,
that's
thing. You're going to depreciate them.
Because here's the thing is, like, it's not that I don't appreciate it. Like, I got bad feet. Like, trust me. If there's anything I appreciate, it's things that make your feet not hurt. Because I've got metal in one foot and a jacked up foot on my right side. Like, trust me, I get it. It's just I look at it and go, like, how can you invest so much money where, like, you're going to run through those things?
Like, if, yeah, and if you're not buying that for, you're not buying those for comfort. Like, they're not.
I'm also not buying them for resale because I don't want to buy something that was on someone else's foot.
But like, you
that
can
doesn't make
resell
any
them.
Sense to me.
But you can resell them. The resale market is pretty crazy for those types of kicks.
But I don't want condition. Someone else to buy something that's been on my foot. Like, it's the whole. It'd be like buying used underwear too. Like, I'm not. I don't care if there's a resale value for that. I'm not selling my underwear. Great.
I would say it's a tad bit different if you sold your drawers versus. Selling
I mean, Lee can't sell his draws.
No, he can't. Right now. No, he can't. No. By but, the way, you know, Andre the Giant sold his jock strap. I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, yeah. Who wouldn't want that? Tom Brady's last worn pants versus the Cowboys are on auction starting at $10,000. It's going to go up.
It's going to go up.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you so excited about saying that man's pants is going to go up in value, man? Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
Get it while, you, get like it while you can, man.
Okay.
$10,000 for a pair of pants. Okay.
Pair of Tom Brady's pants.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just saying.
We're assuming they're his pants. You know.
I mean, if I was Tom Brady, I'd be wearing pants and drawers and just putting them up for auction. You know? Why not?
Do you think somebody would actually bid on Lee's
yes.
underwear?
No.
You don't think anybody listening to this show would bid on Lee's underwear?
Let's test the theory.
Lee, you got a pair of drawers? Preferably not the ones you got on today. It looks like you took a
YooHoo
bath.
I think it's the exact ones he's wearing today.
No, you don't want
and
those.
Then we can have a quote from Lorena, you know, in the
she can authenticate it.
Yes.
Yeah, I was here correct. The
I
day that these were
I
used
saw them.
And,
these,
and abused.
These are the ones he had on.
I mean, I guess at the end of the day, I really can't say anything because remember during COVID, there was that girl who was bottling her farts and selling them?
She was, and people were buying them.
Yeah, like maybe people would be willing to buy Lee's underwear because
they were buying.
Whatever we're talking about right now.
That's crazy.
Damn.
It is.
Well, there's always that. I mean, and how much, I mean, you get one go at it, right? You open the jar, you get it one time, right?
That's it.
That's not like you get to use it over and over. It's not like, it's compressed in there and you get to like spray it, right?
Yeah. It's just nasty, man.
She's just putting it in the jar. I mean, it's pretty brilliant, you know? It's dumb as hell, but people was buying that joint.
They were also buying
jars of farts.
Where Brady, Tom Brady announced his retirement on the beach in Florida, people were buying the sand from the place that he announced his retirement. Like, you know how many bums probably took a leak right in that spot?
Ew.
Just because they were trying to get to where they needed to go?
Like, ew.
Like, how many hobos are dragging aluminum cans like across the sand with like some seashell they assume is going to get them some value at the recycling center. And they're like, oh, this is good enough for me. And people are collecting that sand and selling it. And they were selling that stuff on eBay and people were actually buying it.
Dang.
Like there are more hoarders in this country than people want to admit. They got problems, right? Nothing wrong with throwing stuff away. By the way, if you guys, I don't know if you happened to see the little dust up in the game last night between Dante DiVincenzo and Miles Turner of the Indiana Pacers, but they kind of got into it a little bit last night. And Dante DiVincenzo, he spoke after the game about, you know, just Miles Turner and the Indiana Pacers trying to get aggressive and trying to throw down out there. And let's take a listen.
They're trying to be tough guys, you know, and that's not their identity. And there was nothing more to that. I just don't, you know, I don't agree with trying to, you know, walk up on somebody that you, and it wasn't a fight in NBA. So take the foul, keep it moving. You're not a tough guy, just keep it moving.
So basically calling out the league saying nobody's going to fight in the NBA.
I mean, did you see what took place? It came off of the rebound dunk by DiVincenzo. And then as he ran down the floor, this was obviously some hype. The Knicks are just pounding the Pacers at this point. Turner sets a screen, and he kind of shuffled. And DiVincenzo is trying to get by. Then he kind of starts, like, elbowing him, almost pushing him. It seemed like kind of a hyped moment, frustration from Turner. It's being one of those series. I mean, it's been a back-and-forth series. A lot of people I talked to, just being in New York, they kind of wrote the Knicks off even before last night's game, thinking, like, these guys are limping through at this point. Brunson just basically put the team on his back. But either way, that's what happens in these series, right? Like, you get teams that are just absolutely battling to try to make it through, and frustration displays itself. And I think that's more of what it was than anything else. And I don't think Turner was trying to be a tough guy. It's just it was a rough night for the Pacers. It really was. To get smoked like that, and the way I thought Brunson was unstoppable last night. And he's so much fun to watch because he's got such just a different pace and way of just finding ways to get to the basket. Like, I hate making this comparison, but Brunson and Jokic are very similar in that sense. They just have this crafty way of finding their way to get buckets to get to the basket. It doesn't matter if it's mid-range. It doesn't matter if it's finishing at the basket, outside shooting. They just find ways of scoring. And it's so much fun to watch when you see a player like that who just both those guys last night were unstoppable.
Yeah, he's been awesome.
I wonder if they will put their compression shorts or jocks on line for auction now, you know, now that we've created a trend, you know.
Whose do you think would get the most? Like, if you had to
probably
guess.
Jokic.
Think so?
I would assume. But Brunson's in a great market. I mean, but Jokic is in one too.
Jokic seems like a guy that just wears like old school boxers, you know. Like, he doesn't, like, there's no compression shorts.
Just get off the underwear.
No, I'm just saying. Like,
it just seems like he would wear not, no, like, he just goes commandos.
Yeah. Like, yeah, whatever. Like, yeah. Is what it is.
You can picture him Porky Pigging, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
T-shirt on, nothing else stay. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, the ball ain't the only thing that's crossing over. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
Good point. That's a good point.
Thank you, Jonas.
Two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. Coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios. I mean, this show has been something. And then the old P. Petrus Papadakis is going to stop by, and he's yours next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
Right now, we welcome him in. Petros Papadakis, the co-host of the Petros and Money Show, which you can hear on The Blowtorch, AM 570 LA Sports, a Fox college football analyst. You get him on Twitter, at The Old P. Petros, what's happening? Good morning.
I have an announcement to make.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to coach running backs for UCLA and do the radio show at the same time.
Yes!
That's amazing news, Petros.
Now, wait a minute. Thursdays, we travel, and we have half pads. And Friday is walkthrough in the afternoon, so I'm not going to be able to do Thursday and Fridays.
That's okay, because
so
you
I can
know,
do Monday, Wednesday, and Tuesday. Man.
Monday, Tuesday,
except,
Wednesday.
Except competition Tuesday, I'm going to miss.
You going to miss Tuesday sometimes?
I might miss half the show on Tuesday.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
You know, I mean, I'm going to be worried about, you know, my players getting to and from class.
Okay.
And I'm going to interview John Paul Morosi about Shohei Ohtani and how hard he hits the ball. Let's go.
Hey, you are freaking amazing. Multitasker machine.
Hey, what prompted that, Petros? What inspired you to do all that, would you say?
Just putting my name out there as a running back coach, guys. Everyday drills, that's what we do. EDDs.
Some people just like to work, man.
We put Doug Gottlieb on yesterday when the big announcement was made that he's going to do his radio show and coach Wisconsin Green Bay. Which is a job I guess he almost got last year, and he wants to coach, and he's coached for a long time.
How are Tel Aviv you able to do both? Like that. Is that possible?
He's doing both.
Clearly, it's possible. I'm curious though. Like, how do you do both?
I don't know. You guys
I
should
mean,
put
since
on.
Since you
Doug.
Brought it up,
I mean, we brought him on, and he gave us his schedule for the last I don't know for the next 3 weeks. Or 3 days. It was like the craziest 90 hours I've ever heard in my life. And then he said Darvin Ham didn't show up to his own meetings on time. I was like, all right, this is a person of purpose.
Damn.
So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, we had him on. It's crazy. It's
okay,
wild.
So what is more surprising than that Doug's taking this position but also still doing the radio show, or Bronny James is not, in fact,
6'4". Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm curious because I was under the assumption that if Southern Cal, which is one of the most prestigious universities in the land, if they're going to put something in their media guide, like it's got to be accurate, right?
You mean his height?
Yeah.
He lost 3 inches. He got sawed off. They had him at 6'4", and he's 6'1.5". The Bronny James thing is amazing because I mean, he's just a kid and he's had some struggles in life despite his extremely, extremely, I guess you'd say privileged. I don't even like that word, but pedigree as far as who his father is. But what we're watching with the Bronny James, the combine stuff, and I'm not an NBA talent expert or anything, but I know a lot of people that are. And It's one of the most incredible abuses of power and a brand and of the meritocracy that is the NBA draft or any draft that we've ever seen in our lives. And the fact that they literally employ an army of media minions to go and tell everybody that they're not looking at what they're seeing, peeing in everybody's face and telling them it's raining, basically, is kind of, I guess it speaks to where we are in our world today, where there's no more, I mean, nobody has a monopoly on the truth anymore, because this weird phrase, my truth, has come. You know, I'm going to tell my truth. Well, there's no such thing.
Right.
You know, there is either the truth or there's manufactured propaganda. And how many of us have become propagandists just to try to please a guy and a brand who, not to bring up urination again, wouldn't pee on us if he was on fire or if we were on fire. I mean, I just don't understand what everybody's doing. Why do we have to carry water for LeBron James's son? Like, it's one thing to make your kid a coach, right? Like, we see that in football everywhere.
Right.
I mean, when I was playing for John Robinson at SC, Dave Robinson, his son, was what? The tight end coach. What does a tight end coach do? He takes the tight ends to the receiver meeting to learn to catch, and he takes them to the O-line meeting to learn to block. That's the tight end coach. Usually, it's the coach's son. Maybe he'll climb. Maybe he'll do something. Maybe he'll become a head coach someday. But that's what, look at J.B. Bickerstaff running around. I mean, it's fine to put your kid as a coach, and no one would complain about that. But to insert your kid in this way when he should be just battling for a position at USD or UC Irvine or someplace like that is an amazing thing that we're watching happen. And I don't know what the end game is. I guess it's going to be the G League. And what do you think these guys in the G League who are begging to get their next per diem check so they can eat at Applebee's, some of these grinding-ass dudes in the G League, what do you think they're going to do when they see Bronny James show up with his physio and his chef? They're going to want to hang their nuts on his head. They're going to line up to do it.
it's kind of like the Baby Dang. Gronk thing. I'm not sure if you've been following
I remember Baby Gronk.
He's still a thing, but yeah. Now he's already at a young age being targeted in a lot of these 7-on-7 camps. And it's unfortunate because his dad is the one that's kind of been promoting.
Right, they create this. You create this situation, this mythology around your kid, and then your kid is supposed to live up to it. The fact that LeBron James seems to be this unaware or this bent on whatever he's trying to accomplish is tough. Because if you talk to a real NBA executive or something like that, they can't believe. You know what? It's really the same situation that it was when he was being recruited for college. It's a bunch of coaches with an affiliation to Nike or Clutch or whatever that have both fingers crossed and hope that LeBron and Clutch does not call them about Bronny.
Hey, Petros, what is Don McLean? Because he would know better than anybody about what like the future could look like for Bronny James or how to evaluate
well,
him. What
I
does
think
he say?
Don McLean is, Don McLean has a son who is an elite basketball player, 6'11". And a recruited basketball player in high school.
Where does he go to high school?
He goes to Thousand Oaks.
That's
high.
Right. What yes. up, T.O.?
But he also is very involved because he's an elite player in the AAU and all that, which means you're involved with LeBron. And I'm not saying Don is leveraged. He's very honest about it, but he's also very respectful when it comes to talking about Bronny, and he knows Bronny and his son played on a team with Bronny, so he's very respectful, but it's very clear when you talk to Don and you listen to what he's saying, we're talking about a guy who's 6'1". If you're 6'1", you have to have elite handles to play in the NBA. He doesn't. If you're 6'1", you have to be able to shoot like the lights out to play in the NBA. He doesn't. And you have to be, to say that a guy's athletic, I mean, NBA players are the most athletic people in the world. They're all
Come
athletic.
On.
Like, what do you think you're like? What are you selling to us?
Come on, Petros.
What?
They're not.
They're not?
No.
I didn't say they're the toughest. I just think they're the most athletic.
But think about it, right? I was watching the workout that Bronny and them were doing. They do the same workout, pretty much, kind of, sort of that we do, just on hardwood. Name a basketball player that would be faster than, like, you take the fastest football player, you take the fastest basketball player, who's going to be faster?
Oh, football, but that's not okay. Really, I mean, what I'm referring to, go ahead,
I was going to say, like, the skill of it, I get that, right? Shooting a basketball, dribbling a basketball, I get that, all right? But how many basketball players are going to be able to spin a football the way a quarterback spins a football?
I totally disagree with whatever Austin Rivers said. Those guys would all get broken off. I mean, we talked about this. Mm-hmm. I didn't say they were tough. And I never really thought about it much until I started going to NBA games as a media guy and sitting on the floor and watching the guys move around. To me, it's really about proprioception, like where awareness of where your limbs are in space at all times.
I feel like they're on stilts.
Yeah, and to me, to be able to do that, to be that tall and to be able to do that and to be able not only to jump but jump really fast up the second time, stuff like that, the stuff that they do, I marvel at. I marvel at watching these guys. Just the highlights of the playoff games, every game is a lot of fun to watch.
But don't you feel like there's a reason why you can put your feet on the court and watch a basketball game and you can't do that in football? You know what I mean? Like – the amount of speed, like how quickly football
moves. Well, yeah,
there's
a lot less space for them to build up the speed. I'm not talking about speed. I just look, to me, I think they're incredibly athletic people. So to say that Bronny James is athletic, it's like, well, you know, that's like bringing bread to the bakery.
I got you.
That's all I'm saying. I agree with you. I think, you know, football is much more explosive, much more violent, and football players.
I mean, but you got to be athletic too.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, every football player I've ever met thinks that they can play basketball and box, and 98% of them are wrong.
That's fair.
Right. The best basketball players I played with on the football team at SC were always like ex-quarterbacks who actually played on the basketball team. You know, everybody else was
what
like.
What up, QBs?
Yeah. Everybody else was like one-on-one AAU guys, you know. But I look, the Bronny James thing is a real miscarriage of meritocracy and justice. These are spots. It's a crime. You know, these are spots that should be taken up by somebody who deserves this opportunity in the NBA Combine, somebody that deserves this opportunity in the McDonald's All-American game. The best evaluation of Bronny James as a player came when he was in high school, and that was that he was a second team, one of the very few fair evaluations. 2023 Mission League High School's coaches all voted Bronny onto the all-league second team. There were eight guys on the first team, and Bronny made the second team. That's Bronny James. And it's sad. It's unfortunate that this is happening to this kid. It's become a public debate, you know. And it's also upsetting that this is what happens with LeBron every year. He gets blown out of the playoffs, and then he finds ways for us to have to talk about him throughout the rest of the spring. I mean, just go to Cancun like everybody else and disappear.
Now,
were there any first teamers from that
team? I think
he
already did that, though. Did they have the banana boat picture and all that?
Dang, banana boat. Isn't that
for I think so.
And stuff?
You mean the other the eight guys on the first team?
Yeah.
Yeah, were any of them at this combine that Bronny James was at?
I'm not sure. That's a great question. Maybe one or two of those guys, I think, or they're all still in college where Bronny should be.
Petros, I don't mean to spoil any surprises here with, you know, the show with you and Matt Money Smith and Tim Cates producing the fine job that you guys do. But I do feel like, where are we going to carve out? Because you've already talked about having Jim Harbaugh on as a weekly guest.
I have not talked about that.
That's been, you know, I think you brought it up.
You're talking about it.
But, right. I mean, like, but where would you, like, what day of the week would you prefer to have J.J. Redick on as another coach in town as a weekly guest for you guys? Like, when do you think that'll get figured out there? Like,
oh, the hubris hour with J.J. Redick?
He is a front runner. Petros, we don't have a lot of time, so I do want to follow up and ask you this. I saw a report that Coach K would help consult. Is that, in your mind, because people in the Lakers organization wouldn't feel like it would make sense for J.J. in his first job?
I'm looking for a gymnastics analyst, and I'm going to hire Brady Quinn to hire the Brady Quinn search firm. You know any gymnast, Brady, that I might be able to hire?
Quite possibly.
Leash?
It's two ways, though. Is that a Lakers concern because of J.J. Redick, and so instead they're getting Coach K as well? Or is that a J.J. Redick concern that he knows if LeBron is to come back to L.A., that Coach K is someone he respects and he's not going to push back against?
I don't have the filter in the morning for the euphemisms of all this. The Lakers are run by idiots, and and they throw their money at things to legitimize things. You know, like J.J. Redick's never coached before, but it's okay. Coach K says it's cool. All right, okay, let's go.
Dang.
You know, it's I'm sure J.J. Redick can coach or whatever and drink wine and chop it up with LeBron, but there is no Lakers. The Lakers are run by it's been a coup. Clutch Sports runs the Lakers. They do what LeBron says. They've sold themselves to LeBron, and he's going to be able to make their decisions until he doesn't anymore. And I think it's only going to become more and more upsetting for Laker fans. And so when you say, well, what's their play here? These transparent, just ridiculous things, you know, like that Brian Windhorst guy. Okay, I guess he's on Ozempic now. So No. He's filling up less of the screen.
Jeez.
The guy goes on and he's like, well, you know, LeBron and Savannah were in Akron to see their mothers, and that's how he ended up at the... It's like, no, he ended up there because he can't go a week without getting a major amount of tension while everybody else is playing basketball. Like, this, we do this every year. We go through this masquerade for this guy. And I wish we could do something else. I really do. The insertion of his kid just makes it even creepier, and it exposes the Lakers for the weak leadership that they've had ever since the doctor died. With all due respect to Jeannie, who's a lovely person, my God, you're being taken advantage of by some of the worst, most manipulative people in the history of major sports, modern times. This is ridiculous. You know, the fact that sports athletics is supposed to be a meritocracy, and everybody knows what we're doing, and we're still doing it. And you guys ask me about it every week. I'm tired of it.
Well, I don't know, because we didn't know if you were aware of the fact that you were getting nailed by the king. We just weren't aware.
Dang.
If you knew that or not.
I've been getting nailed by the king for so long.
Dang.
I feel like
you
I
like
live
it?
On a construction site.
Do you like it? Dang.
The cat. I'm tired of getting nailed by the king.
The cat. The kind.
Petro.
Get him on Twitter or X at the old P.
Do you make a sound when you're getting nailed? Do you say ow? Like,
not anymore.
Not anymore.
Just, you know, just, now you just have that far away blank look on your face. Like, all right.
Oh, man.
You just get so used to the calendar.
Let me know when it's over. Get him on Twitter at the old P.
Los Angeles is flying very close to the sun in waxing wings, guys.
He's the co-host of the Petros and Money Show.
You guys know the team name for the Green Bay, Wisconsin?
The Phoenix.
The Phoenix. Yeah. Rise up.
Hell yeah.
Rise up. Huh?
Most famous time in Green Bay, Wisconsin history?
When was that?
In the 80s when Dick Bennett was the head coach and Tony Bennett, his son, who's now the coach at Virginia.
Great singer, too.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Does really well. Great pipes.
Great.
That dip be jamming.
Yeah, it is. We love you, P.
I saw the real Tony Bennett in concert.
He's amazing, right?
He's dead.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like,
but you saw it.
We
know
he's amazing
when you saw
it. He was amazing, right?
Yeah. Freaking Tony Bennett.
That's what I'm saying.
And he came up, it's interesting, him and Frank Sinatra both were boxers as young people.
Huh.
And I believe they both had attempted suicides.
So singers believe they could be boxers too,
Wait,
huh?
What?
That's crazy.
No, they were boxers. Like they
like
boxed.
Like the real boxers.
Yeah, they were pro boxers. Look at Tony Bennett's nose, my God.
Like chip your tooth boxers.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Well, listen, nice. P.
Not like a tough guy that can sing and hold a tune, you know?
Well, that's the thing. It used to be tough people that sang, like men. And now it's Bieber going, like, you better love yourself.
Right.
Bitch. Well, he's been through a lot.
What do you mean?
Petros, what else would be a song that is sang nowadays? Can you give us another version of that?
The way you light up my life like nobody else.
I don't know. What are the kids listening to? It sucks.
What language? What place is that?
That One Direction from the UK.
From the UK.
P, what would your dad say if back in the day you threw that on in the restaurant in the kitchen? They were listening to that. What would your dad say?
Leave me alone.
We're just trying to get to the bottom of this. That's
why
awesome.
Not, why no. is he messing with you like that, Petros?
We didn't have that
music
when I was
say,
a kid.
Though?
We had cassette tapes.
But what would he say if you did?
If he heard Bieber in the kitchen.
In the kitchen?
Yeah, in the kitchen of the restaurant.
We didn't have surround sound in the kitchen. What's the matter with you? It's the kitchen.
Kitchen of the restaurant.
We played Fernando games.
Okay.
Is Fernando playing? you worked at a kitchen in the 80s in Los Angeles when Fernando was pitching, come on.
Yeah.
You're lucky if you can get an appetizer in 40 minutes.
P, we appreciate it. Listen, everything's going to be all right.
For what?
Well, just, you know.
It's not. I have to do this every day.
That's all right.
Dang.
Dang.
At the old P on Twitter is where you can find him. Petros Papadakis, always
talk
a fun
amongst
ride
yourself.
With us here. he's over it. All right, so we're going to close up shop with another edition of the BQ News next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. If you've missed any of this show, you can check out the podcast. It'll be posted shortly after we go off the air. You just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the pod. Again, just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see this show posted right after we get off the air.
News.
Turn on the news.
Let's go to the news desk.
What's the good news?
Here's Brady Quinn.
Yeah.
Well, some unfortunate news, folks.
Oh, no.
The Portal, which is the, it's a kind of 24/7 live stream camera in New York City that is portaled or transferred to Dublin, Ireland. They pulled the plug on it. This is in part because of the raunchy and revolting behavior that has run rampant. That's correct, yeah. We saw a OnlyFans influencer, Ava Luis, who flashed some of the... the locals there in Dublin. We also had a couple folks in Dublin put up some signs of send nudes. But apparently the plug has been pulled on the portal.
Darn.
Who saw that coming, you know?
I mean, you know, you can't I'm never going to do it.
Speaking of pulling the plug, professional golfer Rory McIlroy is getting divorced, which has actually led to an increase in the odds of him winning the PGA Championship this week.
So. Oh, no.
Yeah, take that as
Less stress, huh?
By the way, didn't he just win a tournament this past weekend?
He did.
And then he and then
in
he...
fact, when he broke up with the tennis player, Caroline Wozniak, he won a bunch after that, too.
All right. This is what he needed. It's a heck of an idea.
Dang. An idea.
Might be a new trend.
Starting right now.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Listen, Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and so do their tushies, especially when they start really moving. Huggies has more curves and outstanding active fit, so no matter what kind of mover you've got, they feel protected and comfy while their little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Huggies Little Movers has curves designed to fit all baby curves and helps provide up to 12-hour protection against leaks. So make the switch to Huggies Little Movers today. We got you, baby.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.